Good morning. Hello, wonderful people. Welcome back to Journey Through. I'm still your host. I remain your host, Elizabeth. And today we are going to be continuing what we started last week. What did we start last week? Life and death. Life and death. So, if you remember last week, we picked our scriptures from the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. And we went to the book of James chapter 3. Yep. So we stopped. Those are the scriptures that we actually used last week, and we stopped at where we said that people didn't know the use of the tongue. And you know, I quoted this there's this quote that I said that when the use of something is unknown, abuse is inevitable. You know, so when the purpose of something is unknown, abuse is inevitable. You know, so I then said we had to discover the use of the tongue. And then we found it out in the book of James 3. We found out that the tongue is actually a leader. Leader, even though it's small, it actually leads the rest of the body. I'm sure you're like, wow, ow. How does my tongue lead? How does my tongue lead? Okay. Let's go to today's lesson. I said lesson. Let's go to today's episode, so I'm sure you'll be able to understand the things that the questions that you have and all of that. You get understanding as we go further. Okay, so we read from the book of James chapter 3 from verse 1. We went to no, we didn't start from verse 1. We started from verse 13. You know, that said, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. And we said that God wanted us to do what? To the one who spoke moderately, who had a good conversation. That's how a wise man is being known, according to the scripture here. You know, and then we went to the beginning and started and said, God didn't want so many teachers. You know, this apostle that wrote this book was saying, that's why there shouldn't be so much teachers, because when there are many teachers, there will be issues like this one's doing this one's doing that, and blah blah blah. You know, and then, you know, because the teachers will talk too much, or they end up talking too much, and they're talking too much will do what? It will cause an issue. How? Because they might teach the wrong things. You know, teachers actually have to teach using their tongue mostly. You know, I'm not talking about we are excluding what is it called now? People with disability, say particularly deaf people. So we are now talking about people that can hear, and so because they can hear, they are being spoken to. Okay, so we went on to say that when if there are too many teachers, there'll be too much, you know, and there'll be too much nonsense, you know, and there's this word that says that too much cook spoil the broth and all of that, you know. So we went on last week to say that the Bible showed us so many, it showed us some examples, actually. It showed us about the horse, how they put bits in the horse mouth, and the bits is used to control the entire body of a horse. If you have seen a horse before, you know that the horse is actually huge, and then as big as it is, it's just controlled by a bit that's put in the horse's mouth. And then we also talked about the sheep. The sheep, even though how big or great is it is, I don't know if you've seen a sheep before, with how great or big or huge a sheep is, it's being controlled by just a little, what's it called now? It's controlled by a little helm. That's the thing that turns it around. And what is the helm? The helm is at the top of affairs, you know. And that is whoever is driving or controlling the ship, the governor, the captain, holds or is at the helms of affairs, you know. And so we went on further to say all these things that the tongue were likened to or compared with, we were shown huge or great or a big mass, then we will not be shown a tiny part of that mass that is controlled or that is used to control the entire mass, the sheep, then the horse. Then we go to the entire human body, then the tongue, small part that does what, you know. Verse 5 says, even so, the tongue is a little member of the entire, you know, part of the body. Compared to the tongue is small. So he says it's a little member, but as little as it is, it boasted great things. You know? So that boasted great things. If we go to other translations of this book of James chapter 3 verse 5, we'll be able to get the understanding of what this scripture is saying, because sometimes King James, it can be, especially if you are not originally English, that's the word. If you're not originally English and you're trying to read and understand using King James, you might have a little problem understanding what you're reading. So that's why we're going to use another another version, another translation. Okay, so it says, let me tell you the translation I'm going to be using. I'm going to use NLT. Let's try NLT 3:5. It says, so in the same way, the tongue is a small thing but makes grand speeches. Small thing that makes grand speeches. You know, like I was saying last week, I stopped at the place where I said the tongue is to lead. And I'm sure people are wondering, how can the tongue lead? You know, we got it from, what's it called, from the things that were actually spoken about, or that the tongue was compared to the sheep, the horse. The things that we said controlled the entire body were little. And the same way, the tongue is little compared to the entire human body. And the tongue does what is to lead. How is it to lead? Everything that you do, like you could have a body that you could use to make a gesture, not body, like your body parts, the hands, your eyes or your face, that you can use to make gestures, you know, but you still need to speak with your mouth. And what you say with your mouth, or what you say regarding your life with your mouth, because there is power on the tongue, the power of life and death on the tongue, whatever you say comes to be. Let's go back to creation. God made everything through the words of his mouth, aside to human, when he had to actually add clay and all of that, you know, but he made every other thing using the words of his mouth. Let there be light. There was light. He called it forth into existence. Let there be, and there was. Let there be, and there was. So we humans too. The book of Proverbs, moving forward, Proverbs show us that life and death, the power of life and death is on what? The tongue. That shows us there is power on our tongue. Our tongue is just not ordinary. So when I say our tongue is to lead, yes, it's to lead our entire body, to lead our life, to direct, that is the right word, to direct the course of our life. We have a tongue. In case you do not understand, let me say it again. Your tongue is actually made or given to you to direct the entire course of your life. So you determine how your life will go by the things that you say. You determine how your life will move, or the course that your life will travel through, by the things that you say with your mouth, with your tongue. You wake up and you say, as I am like this, I'm too tired. Or you always wake up in the morning and say, I'm tired. I'm sorry. But in no time, you always wake up tired. Like, because it's what you always say with your mouth. Whatever you say with your mouth will come to be. You are tired. That's all that you wake up every morning saying. You'll be tired, though. It will be your reality, because it's what you are calling forth. So, really, as humans, we got to, what's the word now? We have to be mindful, since we know that there is power on our tongue, power of life, power to tell your body live, and power to tell your body die is on your tongue. So if you know that you have that much power to say live or die, you know that you have to be careful with what you do with it, because live and then all that you ever will be, all that you, or die, or all that you ever will be, all that you should have been, ends when you die. And you've already said dead, die already, and then you are dead. Will you be able to do anything? So when the scripture, when I'm telling us that our tongue is actually to direct, to lead, you can see that it's correct. It leads you. It directs the course of your life. How would you want your life to go? The course you want your life to travel through. Your tongue can be the one. You wake up in the morning, you start to make declarations and say, my life today is upward, it's forward, my journey is great. I meet wonderful people that will push my career forward. I meet people that will cause me to prosper in my life journey. I meet people that will, you know, you start to speak great things. My attitude is getting better. I do not have problems with people. I am loved by all. I love all people. I do not owe anyone anything but to love. I keep loving, regardless of how it is. I love, and I keep showing the love of Christ to man. Do you know, you keep saying things like that, eventually you will see that your life goes on the path that you want it to be. Let me give you an example. So one day, one of my sisters in a fellowship that I am in, you know, she was saying that she noticed that her husband just stopped doing some things that he used to do for her, like fuel her car, like give her some petty cash, you know, for the house. He just stopped doing this. Like, she now started to do it by herself, although she was working, but she said she didn't want that trend to continue. She always enjoyed her husband doing things like that for her, and she wanted it to continue. So why should it stop? Although she was working, she said. So once or twice she asked him, "Oh, guy, you're not doing this thing again." And he said, "Ah, see, I just paid rent, I just paid school fees, I just paid this, I don't have time for this." You know, just like, and she was like, "Ah, but all the times when you were doing it before, you actually would pay rent, pay school fees, I still do these things. How come these things have now become like a chore to you now?" And then she now said she went to meet the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit said to her, "That's not the right way to go about it. Start to make declarations, start to confess what you want." And then she started to confess, and she talked about her confession. She shared her confessions with us. She said she would say, "My husband is my sugar daddy. He takes care of me, he pampers me, he loves me, my love is always in his heart. He doesn't not," you know, she started to say some of those things, and it was funny. You know, some of the declarations were actually funny. But she said the more she said it, you know, she started to say it, then after a while she started to see it happen. Her son would just take a car key and go out of the house, and by the time he's back, she would be going out, and then she would go to the driver, and she would tell the driver, "Let's go out. Let's stop at this stage by fuel." She said, "There's fuel in the car, the tank is full." "Full care. We left empty tank yesterday." She says, "Yes, our guy has filled the tank." You know, and he started to do those things that he used to do, those petty things that he used to do for her. He started to do it again because of her confessions, because of the words of her mouth. The more she started to say, the more it started to happen to her. The more she started to say, the more it started to happen to her. So, what do you want to happen to you? How do you want your life to be? How do you want your journey to be? How do you, you know, start with the small things. Don't go too grand. But now, why I'm saying that is not because going too grand is not good or that you won't see results, but so that you start with the little things, so that you can, when you see those results, it will spoil you or push you to do what? To go for grand things. Say, for example, you see one area of your life where you're lax, where you're not that active, say doing house chores, you are just lazy about chores. You start to say, "I'm not lazy. I wake up in the morning and I do chores. Chores are not hard for me. I find it easy to do chores. It is easy for me to do chores. It is easy for me to do this. I do this on time. I do," you know, you start to make those declarations. Then be consistent about it. Don't just do it one day or a day and two and then you stop. Consistently say those things, consistently talk about it, and then you find yourself doing them easily, and you wonder, "Ah, how come these things have—" You won't even realize it until you just notice, suddenly notice one day that, "Ah, I'm getting better at this," and then you see that your confessions, your affirmations are working. So yeah, the way you want your life to be, the journey, the path that you want your life to tread on, begin to say it, begin to say it, begin to declare it. As you declare it, it happens. As you say it, it happens. So, will you start to make declarations about your life? Will you start to say exactly how you want your path to be? Today is a great day to start. You can start today to start to say it. You can start to make a change in areas of your life where you want there to be changes. Look at it. Do a review. What part of your life do you need? As if as I'm speaking right now, I also am seeing parts of my life where I want changes. I'm going to effectively introduce these declarations to them. It's something I've known before, but I think I have seen it as it's only for some things or spiritual things. I have totally forgotten about introducing it in my physical life or in my daily living. So just this morning I was talking with my husband, and then I realized some other parts of my life I actually needed, you know, what's it called, to get better at. So just as I'm saying, I'm going to introduce these declarations to those parts of my life about those things, about those areas of my life. And I'll be back with my testimony to tell you, because I've done it in the past and it actually worked for me. So I'm sure I'll be back to tell you my testimony, to give you my testimony. Will you also start with me? Look at those areas of life, make a review. What parts do you need to change? What parts do you need to change? Introduce declarations, affirmations. Use your tongue wisely. Use it wisely, because power of life and death is on that tongue. So use it wisely and see results, because results will surely show up. Even it's already showing in our life. Like how your life looks today is a reflection of how you've using your tongue. Yes, how your life looks right now, how your journey looks right now is a reflection of how you've using your tongue. So look at it. Are you content with how your life is right now? Are you content with it? If you're content with it, that means you've been using your tongue well, at least to your own benefit. But if you're not, then know that you need to do what? You need to do better with your tongue. You need to get better. You need to do better. And so that your life will not be a reflection of how well you are using your tongue. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. Tune in next week to also listen to a fresh episode. I pray that you are blessed and that you see those results that you are looking for in those areas of your life. Thank you. God bless you. Bye.